Hi everyone, this is Sherry with Red Apple Auctions. Thanks for joining me on today's podcast where we're talking about Smurfs. Oh, I'm a child of the 80s, and so I don't know that I ever watched the cartoon of the Smurfs, but there was no getting around it. They had such strong merchandising, you could not know who the Smurfs were, because they had toys out. I think they were in Happy Meals. I think at one point there was an Ice-capades of Smurfs, so it didn't matter whether if you watched the cartoon or not, you knew who they were. And lo and behold, this Friday, we have the Smurfs on the big screen. Papa, Brainy, little Smurfette, all of them are going to go on the big screen there and be a part of the Smurfs movie. So today's post is really looking at the Smurf versus the Smurf. Oh, this is an educational term that you probably don't know unless you're really entrenched in the auction or in the event industry. There is something called the Smurf Market. And the Smurf Market is spelled a little bit differently in the event industry. It's called S-M-E-R-F, or it's spelled rather S-M-E-R-F. It stands for Social Military Educational, Religious, and Fraternal Meetings. Your benefit auction may or may not be a Smurf. For instance, association and government meetings are not considered part of the smaller Smurf market. There's tons of government meetings, tons of association meetings. Smurf is a much smaller segment of the event industry. So just hypothetically here, let's say that the American Industrial Hygiene Association is having their annual convention and they decide to hold a benefit auction to raise money for, let's say their PAC, their Political Action Committee. That's not considered a Smurf because, again, that's an association meeting. But if you had the Society of Decorative Painters holding an auction because they're raising money maybe to buy new software equipment for their auction or for their office, or maybe they're holding a fundraiser, a benefit auction to give money to some foundation that they believe in. Maybe one of their members has heart disease and they want to have a benefit auction to raise money to give to a charity of choice like the American Heart Association or something, that would be considered a Smurf auction because the Society of Decorative Painters falls into that Smurf market. That's an educational group. If at your family reunion, for instance, like this weekend, I'm going to be doing an auction at a family reunion. That is definitely in that Smurf market because a family would be more of a social group coming together. So that auction would kind of fall into that Smurf marketplace just by function of who is throwing the event itself. So I want you to be aware of that, because should you find yourself ever chatting with maybe an event manager of a particular venue and you overhear her or him say something about your event being a Smurf, then you will know that they are not talking about you running around with little blue men who have white pants on, but they are in fact talking about the fact that you fall into a particular type of event and may have special needs because of that. So keep that in the back of your mind. For other great information on benefit auctions, you'll want to go over to redappleauctions.com and get your free gift, which is an auction item guide. It's a wonderful tool for your next auction and helping with procurement. I'm Sherry with Red Apple. Thank you so much for listening today, and as always, good luck to you on your next charity auction.